Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies, Ken Berger speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will continue our series of studies on why the Bible was written. And today we wish to take up the subject that we may have hope. We will read in the 15th chapter of Romans, verse 4, these words. Now notice the similarity to the scripture that we read last week. Here is Romans 15 and 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we might have patience and hope through the scriptures. That's Romans 15, 4. Notice, please, whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. You remember we have said why the Bible was written. We're letting the Bible answer that question from its pages. These things were written aforetime for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. This is so similar to the verse that we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11, on our last broadcast. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the age are come. Written for our admonition. Now today, we have things that are written to develop patience and comfort in us. Now, we took up Job and David on our last broadcast as failures to illustrate and to warn us, to admonish us to be careful about the subject of sin. Now today, we want to use the same characters, Job and David, to display in us the development of patience and hope. And they do it very, very admirably. And we'll take up Job first. We read in James 5:11 about Job these words: behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Now, you might have thought that on our last broadcast, we were destroying the patience of Job because of his impatience and his accusations of the Lord that he was using him for target practice and all such. But the word patience is synonymous with the word endurance. And Job did endure. He couldn't do anything else. We're going to read about Job. Let's read in the second chapter of Job, verse 7, where we read that, so went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with boils, sore boils, from the sole of his foot unto his crown. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself withal, and he sat down among the ashes. He was covered with boils, and he took up this piece of potsherd, a piece of broken pot, and scraped off the boils. Oh, how this man was troubled. Oh, what a trial. And then we read in verse 9, then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of the Lord, and shall we not receive evil? In all this, did not Job sin with his lips? Now, we see patience, his patience that he's developing is not a simple resignation to the circumstances that then surrounded him. He learned things from that circumstance. Now, he had suffered the loss of all his children, the loss of his goods, the loss of his health, and his fits of desperation, and then what they produced? Well, they're illustrated in Romans 5, verses 3 and 4. This is a perfect illustration of Job. Now, Romans does not mention Job. James does mention Job. But we're going to Romans this time and read those verses. Romans 5, verses 3 and 4. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience and character, of course, are synonymous, and experience hope. Now think of it, if you will, please, all that Job endured. These things that he endured, and he didn't get much comfort out of his three friends, and even later when a young man took up the cause and rebuked Job, he didn't get much patience from him. But when the Lord took him to task, and the Lord appeared to Job, Job was made to see the greatness of the Lord. And through his greatness, by comparison alone, he saw himself as but dust and ashes. He repented in dust and ashes as worthless. Now, Job learned something in that experience, and God let him have the experience for two reasons: that we might be admonished by his failure, but encouraged by his example. We are admonished in Romans 15, or 1 Corinthians 10:11. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the age are come. And now we read in James that we count them happy which endurance is patience. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, the goal of the Lord, the purpose of the Lord. He let Job have these experiences for your benefit and for my benefit, that we might realize that God sees us through to the end. Job was made a better man. God blessed him with another group of children, seven more sons and three more daughters, just like he lost. He gave them back to him, gave him another set. Now, the other set was in heaven, so he doubled that. And he doubled all the goods that he had, the number of the different animals, everything. He doubled them, even the servants, to take care of the animals. All right, let's consider David. His anointing by Samuel proved that he was going to be king of Israel. Now, Saul heard about this. King Saul, who was in power at that time, heard about this, and he considered David to be a contender to his throne. Now, Saul sought David. He persecuted him. David was anointed at the age of 17, or 16 or 17, someplace in there. And he did not become king in Judah until he was 30. And he did not become king over the 12 tribes of Israel until he was 37. That is 27 years later. David realized what that anointing was all about. What happened in those 27 years? Well, the first 13 years, he was hunted like the partridge on the mountain. Those are David's own words, that he was hunted like the partridge on the mountain. Saul hunted for him. He couldn't find him. Now, some of those years, of course, David was with Saul in his courts. But Saul saw, that David was going to be king, and he hated him. And he tried to pin him to the wall by thrusting a javelin through him. But David escaped out of his hands, and he indeed fled from the courts of Saul. And he was in this condition, for 17 years. Many are the times when Saul almost caught him. He was on one side of the mountain, and that wasn't a mountain like our Rockies. It was a hill, and David and his men were on the other side. He came close to him. David revealed himself to him twice when he spared Saul's life, and Saul couldn't do a thing about it. Now, we go on to realize that he fled from Saul to take refuge with the Philistines even. 13 years of this. Now, what was taking place? Well, I'll tell you what was taking place. Romans 5, 3, and 4 were taking place. Let's read it again. Not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And we've already said that's not simple resignation. to the will of God or to circumstances. It produces endurance. And so here he is. He is fleeing from Saul. And now Saul was finally slain by the Philistines. And David became king at last. God saw him through this, and he developed patience, the patience that a king needs. And now let's talk a little bit about our hope. It's produced by the experience or character that is developed in us by our subjection to the will of God. We read there in Romans 5, 3 and 4, not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience. Now that is synonymous with character. We were developed by that character. You and me, when we go through our trials and our tribulations, and they're produced in us, there is produced in us by the Word of God that tells us of Christ coming to deliver us from all earthly trial. And you and I have a bright and blessed hope of the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ. We will be delivered from these frail bodies. We will be delivered from a sinful nature. We will be delivered from satanic opposition. That is our blessed hope. But you know, you and I have to learn by the same method that Job and David learned. We have to learn by going through trial. Patience is more than a quiet submission to circumstances. Patience produces endurance, produces character, the kind of character that we admire in mothers. Are mothers patient? They are. Many, many times they lose their patience. They're kind of like Job on his occasion. They lose their patience, but it's only temporary. It's a product that is developed in us, a product of endurance, and God permits you and me to go through those trials, just like he did Job, just like he did David, that our patience and our endurance might be increased, that we might be able to endure life and help others through their trials. This is a message that should grip our hearts. This is a message that should speak to us, just like Romans 15:4 admonishes. Well, like 1 Corinthians 10:11 admonishes and promises in Romans 15:4. Whatsoever things are written beforehand, were written for our learning, that we might have patience and comfort of the Scriptures, and we might have hope. May God accomplish His purposes in our lives. Father, we thank you for these examples of David and Job, first their failures, and then their successes. In Christ's name, amen.